Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the New York Podcasting Cafe with your host, Carmen Amoros. Jesse Story is a unique artist that has a multitude of talent. This multifaceted singer was born in Brooklyn and raised in Queens, New York. She realized at a very young age that she wanted to be a star, and at age 5, Jesse started performing in talent shows and plays. Her goals and aspirations aided her in becoming one of the lead vocalists for Right to Party, as well as other distinguished bands, and she's inspired by how she intertwines her life's experiences, her feelings and lyrics around her music. Positive and productive lyrics and production are what enable her to stand out as an extraordinary artist. It is very important for an artist to be incomparable, and that is why she writes and co-produces her own music. Jesse's musical debut was solidified when she worked with platinum recording artist Joe and Chico DeBarge on a host of projects while working as a lead member of the group Spanish Fly. The group was fortunate to have a record in heavy rotation all over the East Coast. The songs released were entitled Dimes Need Love, Can I Get That, and Don't Stop. They worked with Jill Scott, Erykah Badu, India Ari, and The Roots on a project for VH1 called Heineken's Save the Music Soundtrack Volume 1 by Red Star Sounds. Their song, Don't Stop, was featured on the album. In September 2013, Jesse was honored to be able to open for The Temptations in Bluffton, South Carolina. Inspiration is a word that means motivation and encouragement. I want to inspire people with music that is outside of the box. I don't want to be categorized. As a child, Jesse was motivated, inspired by artists such as Chaka Khan, Mary J. Blige, New Edition, and Stephanie Mills. It was their music that helped to transpire her into the incredible artist that she is today. As a solo artist, Jesse is here to bring the world music that combines the fierceness of hip-hop, dance, the electrical energy of Latin music, and the brilliancy of R&B combined together. I want to represent the bridge that connects the sounds of American and Latin American styles. Today, Jesse Story travels across the country as lead vocalist for many well-known bands, singing various genres of music from R&B, jazz, hip-hop, pop, alternative, and rock. Mr. Woods' bio. While working on his own independent music project, Mr. Woods, the creator of the RIAA Certified Gold hit Pigeons, the rebuttal to TLC's No Scrubs, has decided to use his formula for making hits and a successful stage presence that he created while touring with Keisha Cole and Kanye West in 2005 Touch the Sky Tour to assist up-and-coming music artists with the proper technique to take their performance to the next level. It's all about captivating your audience and making sure your performance is believable enough to leave them mesmerized, says this 20-year-old entertainment veteran. Alongside of his countless shows at sold-out venues in Charlotte, such as Power 98, Summerfest, Bank of America's 2004 Super Bowl pep rally for the Carolina Panthers, he has rocked stages and moved crowds across the globe. Mr. Woods' music and powerful voice was heard behind the commercials of multi-billion dollar brands such as Pepsi, McDonald's, Kentucky Fried Chicken, along with the clothing lines such as Flavor Factory, now Social Status Clothing, Detour Urban Wear, and car dealerships such as Suzuki and Toyota. A new CEO and artist artist at his own entertainment company, Power Out Inc., Mr. Woods, along with his business partner, Jay Styles, put out their first independent street album entitled Welcome to the Game, the spring of 2012, which currently has the streets buzzing. After perfecting his craft, Mr. Woods thought it was only right to give back, pass along his methods to the future stars of the industry. Mr. Woods is one of the vital components in the development of the talented 17-year-old singer-songwriter, Jada Marie, who continues to amaze the audiences of BET's 106 and Park. Mr. Woods is currently promoting his recent release entitled Mama Can You Hear Me, produced by North Carolina beatmaker Guided, while conducting one-on-one artist development sessions to strengthen the stage presence of Open Minds Music all-star lineup Q Dot, Cash Kennedy, D Mills, and Michael Potts. Please join me in welcoming to the New York Podcasting Cafe singing sensation Jesse Story and hip-hop entertainment stage dynamic performer, star maker, and hip-hop music powerhouse, Mr. Woods.
This is NYPC Radio, the New York Podcasting Cafe, with host Carmen Amoros.
Hello, Jesse Story and Mr. Woods. Thank you for joining me on the New York Podcasting Cafe. How are you doing?
We're very well. How you doing, Carmen?
We're doing great. Great.
Great. Now that I have you on my program, I'm doing great.
Thank you for having us. We really
appreciate
it.
So tell me a little bit about what's going on. What's happening these days?
Oh, we've got quite a bit going on. I mean,
where can we start?
Yeah, we're being pulled left to right. I mean, in every which direction possible. was just to get a moment to just sit down and talk to people that I love, like you, Carmen, is very scarce at this time. And so we're it's a breath of fresh air to be able to just sit down and converse with someone.
Yep.
So busy and tied up.
Yeah, we've been working extremely hard for the past couple of weeks with this single mm-hmm. that Jesse and I have, Press Rewind. It's been doing very well across the country. The DJs are mm-hmm. loving it. And it's pandemonium right now. So we're just trying to grasp hold of everything that's going on because, you know, it's been an overwhelming experience, like overnight success. And but it's a blessing to us. We really, really appreciate everybody's support, especially yours, Carmen.
And it's exciting. It's exciting, you know, to see all these people supporting and showing so much love on the record and, mm-hmm. you know, really getting down with our movement. So we're very excited about what's happening.
You guys are really on fire. I could see that. I see the buzz all over the internet on Twitter. I saw you on Pinterest. I saw you on LinkedIn. I saw
wow.
you. Oh, my God. Let me
wow.
see Tumblr. I saw you on, what's that other, Google Plus? Facebook,
yeah.
you're everywhere.
All social media, huh? Social media.
Yeah, I see all
social
media. I see all the magnificent artwork that your team is putting out. It's just fantastic. That's what got me enthusiastic about the interview. Jesse, what are your celebrity crushes?
Boy, there's quite a few. I have to say,
oh, Lord.
Channing Tatum, I believe is his name. He is just handsome, but Mr. Woods is my celebrity crush because he's
all
my right. biggest cheerleader right now.
Oh,
my
shucks.
Best
shucks now. My body's looking out for me. That's right. And my celebrity crush, I'm going to throw it out there. My celebrity crush is Jay Starr. It's a beautiful young lady. She has a spectacular voice. It's very angelic, and she gives all the love in the world. Her name is Jay Story, and that's my Bonnie right there.
Yeah,
that's
my Clyde. He's my Clyde. We just definitely ride or die for each other. And I think, you know, we're our biggest cheerleaders. When no one else believed, we believed in each other and we kept each other going and pushing each other through any obstacle that we've encountered. So, you know, I have to say, you know, I love him for that. That's my brother, and I really love him for that.
And likewise,
that's
I
how
love
it
her.
Has
that's
to be.
Tough.
A hit to me, young fellas out trying to make history. Can an entrepreneur make money anymore without a hater steady kicking down your door? Excuse me, miss, let me beg your pardon. I'd like your dress, can I touch your garment? If not, I like the way you move regardless. So flawless, bring the hook, sing the chorus.
Friends become haters when you count that paper.
Hop out of my ride, scoop a chick, now it's time to slide.
That's right.
All I see is my friend and me, but I just wanna have fun tonight.
Come on.
Ain't nobody sicker than this young fly mister. So rock boy sipper, name big body hitter. I'm the type that's quick to invite. Slot with your type and no one tonight.
Friends become haters when you count that paper. But it be like that. Sometimes it be like that. Sometimes it be like that. Although they hate it,
This is NYPC Radio, the New York Podcasting Cafe, with host Carmen Amoros.
So I want your fans to really get to know you. Jesse, what's your favorite color? And Mr. Woods, what's your favorite color?
Pink is my favorite color. Pink,
red is
I'm a girly
mine.
Girl.
And I'm a chocolate dude, so red is mine.
Jesse, what was the best advice ever given to you?
The best advice was to be me. I've always tried to fit in people's molds, and someone just said, you know what, just be you. People are going to love you for you.
Great.
Best advice.
What was the first song that you ever sung?
Oh, wow. I had to think way back on that one. My dad used to sing a song called Always and Forever, and I used to do a duet with him.
And yes. Mr. Woods?
My favorite song, I don't sing. I actually rap, and I remember the Roxanne era with Roxanne Shante, UTFO, like, I always wanted to be a rapper because of that.
Nice.
That whole era when it was rock, UTFO, and then Roxanne came back and she had her response, and that era was so fun to me. And that's the first time I wrote a rap. I wrote a rap about Roxanne Shante because UTFO did. So I was like, okay. I wrote it for my pops, and he typed it out at that time, and ever since then I've been a hip hop fan. Yep.
Cool. Mm-hmm. What's your secret craving as far as food goes, Jesse?
Chocolate and cheesecake.
White Castles is my secret favorite. Like those laxative burgers, I love them. Anytime, because you know I'm from New York, but we live in Charlotte, North Carolina now. So anytime I put my foot on the soil in New York City, I have to stop at White Castles. That's a craving.
Nice.
I can't help it. Yes, I love it.
What's your motto or the advice that you live by, Jesse?
That's a great question, Carmen. I tell this to everyone because I had to learn from experience. Live your life to the fullest and for you, because at the end of the day, you are all you have and you're not promised tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So live it to the fullest. Do anything you set your heart out for.
See, and with that question and that wonderful answer that you just gave, I'm going to ask you this question. What is the name of your new song release, and where can people download it? Also, it's like a trifold question. What is the song about?
The song is called Press Rewind, and it was inspired by my belated husband who was killed on his first day on the job. And the last thing I remember texting him was, I love you, and I didn't get a response back. So it was inspired to his life and basically paying tribute to his life. And that's part of the reason why I give the advice that I give, live your life to the fullest, because we're not promised tomorrow. Treat people as you would be treated. You'd want to be treated.
Mm-hmm. Well, now
you can find it on iTunes. I'm sorry.
Yes, so it is on iTunes. I'm sorry I cut in. Okay.
Yeah, you
so
can find it on iTunes, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Great. Now,
and all digital outlets as well. All digital outlets as well. Not just iTunes. Amazon.com, Google Play, all the digital outlets is available. So go get that. Press Rewind. It's a hot record.
Thank you.
You're truly Mr. Woods.
Thank you for sharing that, Mr. Woods. I love that. Now, you know, the song pays tribute to Samir's story. What was Samir like? Can you share a little bit with us about him?
He was amazing. He was an amazing man. He was a family-oriented person, very laid back. He loved to be home with his family. He was kind. He was giving. And he always wanted to see me win. He always wanted to see me doing great in life and was very proud and supportive of the things that I chose to do in my life. So, he's definitely missed.
That explains why you would write such a beautiful song, paying tribute to him.
We'll be right back. take us both back in time. Heal up, reel up, bring it back, come rewind. Searching for a real love, just so hard to find. Hurting cause I realized I was in it part time. Wishing that I didn't ever bruise your heart. Now I'm sitting reminiscing over you, my God. I was your one and only, now I'm numb and lonely. If only I listened to Jesse's story.
Let's take it back in time. Feeling it all so right. I can reminisce on the love we had.
This is NYPC Radio, the New York Podcasting Cafe, with host Conan Amoros.
What are the five things that you can't live without?
Oh, I can't live without my God. That's the first thing.
Oh,
my
great.
Pen and paper. I need my pen and paper for creativity. My cell phone. Because I love to communicate with my family. You know,
that's
I love
mine
my family.
Too.
Yeah. And so I guess that would be a double question, a double answer there. It's really my family and my cell phone to be able to communicate with them. And last but not least, my radio, my music.
That's me too. Mr. Woods, can you tell us a little bit about what your five favorite things are?
God is numero uno in my world, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
The man above makes it all possible.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I'm going to say my cell phone. Like Jesse Story said, that's my number two, because if anybody knows me or follows me or, you know, supports me, they'll know that I'm an Instagramologist, so I'm always on social media, Instagram. You can find me on there for almost 24 hours a day, almost. So that's number
mm-hmm.
two. Number three, I can't live without my closet with all my clothes. I love to dress. I love to look dope. I'm just a fly dude, like by nature. So my clothing. And number three is really number four. Number three is food. I'm a greedy son of a gun. I can't live without food. Like every time you see me, you're gonna see what is always stuff in his face. So food's number three, clothes is number four, and number five is definitely my family. I love my family to death. Jesse's story, my immediate family, they support me, and they're the reason why I do what I do.
Wow. Now, what is the most trouble that you've ever gotten into, Jesse?
Ooh, should I talk about that on the radio?
It's okay. We all have had a little trouble here.
As a young child, I was a juvenile delinquent. I was a juvenile delinquent. I got into a lot of trouble with
testimony.
The law. Yeah, I grew up angry at the world because I didn't have really my parents in my life like I needed them. I had a hard mm-hmm. life, and I was abused, and, you know, I came up and with a really hard background on the street. So
mm-hmm.
that's all I knew to survive was to
mm-hmm.
be on the streets and get into trouble. I wasn't a troublemaker, but I got into a lot of trouble because that's all I knew. But once I found God, it changed my life around. And God is so good. He's amazing because
mm-hmm.
he's able
mm-hmm.
to, he can change anything, you know, and including my life. Once I surrendered to him. So, you know, I'm not ashamed to talk about my past because that's what made me who I am today.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That's fantastic. I'm so glad that you shared that with us. The faith plays a very big role in the quality of life that we lead, that we all lead. I really do believe that. If you were singing, what would you be, if you were not singing, what would you be doing?
What would I be doing? I'd be a mom. I love my family. I love to be around them. Now, if you would have asked me that maybe 3 years ago, I probably would have said, you know, my career, I had a banking career, and that changed my whole perspective of things when my husband died. So now, looking back, it would be spending more time with my family and being a mom and being a sister and a daughter to my mom and being better to the people that are in my life and being, you know, improving myself and being in their life as much as possible.
Wow. What is your favorite song to belt out, say, in the bar, the car, or the karaoke? Do you do karaoke?
Yeah, well, you know, I think my favorite with karaoke is Respect. I just love that song. It's so fun. And when I sing it, everybody gets excited about it, mm-hmm. especially the females. Just a little bit. Wow. Just a little respect.
As a performer, as a serious performer that you are and professional, I mean, I know, I happen to know that you own your own professional recording studio. Yeah. And I know that you perform in the studio a lot, but where would you like most to perform? Do you have a venue that you are setting your eyes to, and what's in what location, what state?
You know, my goal is to be able to sing in arenas all over the world. Arenas that can hold 15,000-20,000 people at one time. That's the goal. That's where I want to see us performing with artists like Beyonce and huge artists, you know. But right now, one of the venues that I perform at locally is called Boston's House of Jazz, and they show us a lot of love. I mean, they ask us back every month. It's in Greensboro, North Carolina, and we go there every month to perform, and we pack the house up. Every time.
Really?
Yeah, the people just are so supportive down in Greensboro, and we love them, you know, so we want to continue to do that every month with them, and we have a great time.
Fabulous.
So. I've been up and down this road, all the back and forth. They don't really know about me. Do the best that I can do. There's nothing to prove. I know only God can judge me. They don't know.
Take a second to talk to ya. Don't get the wrong impression by letting this voice through ya. Came to have a one-on-one, a heart-to-heart with ya. Let's call it with 101 to get the raw picture. Yeah, a real brother do cry sometimes. Can't always hide them emotion behind these punchlines. Mr. Wood goes hard as hell and battle anybody's, don't care how much record you sell. Yeah, that's just another part of my shell. I get love from everybody, but I'm hard on myself. Keep the poker face on, they don't know what card that was dealt. And the deepest motivation to get part of the wealth. It's funny how people judge me, we never spoke a word. So I wrote the song in the form of something like spoken words. So the world could really feel where I'm coming from. And get to know the real MrWoods.com. Come on.
I've been up and down this road, all the back and forth. They don't really know about me. Do the best that I can do. There's nothing to prove. I know only God can judge me.
Background, hearing them whispers and hating all up in the background. I'm the topic of gossip all on the bus flight. That's where they got all the answers to fix my love life. YOLO, yeah, you only live once, I love life. Always stayed in touch with all of my fellow alumni. Even those times when things get crazy, still shake hands, give love to the fans and kiss babies. Maybe if you knew more than just my name, then maybe you know what's deep inside the shit.
frame. Or maybe you understand some of the pain I feel when I just don't get the respect Ronnie Dangerfield. It's funny how people judge me but never spoke a word. So I wrote this song in the form of something like spoken words, so the world could really feel where I'm coming from. Just get to know the real MrWoods.com. I'm gone.
I've been up and down this road, over back and forth. They don't really know about me. Do the best.
This is NYPC Radio, the New York Podcasting Cafe, with host Carmen Amoros.
Who would you like most to open for?
Oh, there's so many. It's hard to choose. I would say Mary J. Blige, the feeling behind her. I love Alicia Keys, Beyonce. Mm-hmm. Beyonce is one of the biggest. Yeah, she's just
amazing.
So
she's really amazing. Do you play any instruments?
I am learning to play the piano and the guitar right now. I do not play them. I do not claim to play them, but I definitely feel like it's something that's in my heart and something I want to do. You're never too old to learn that stuff, you know?
If you could dabble in another genre of music, what would it be?
Like I said, I dabble in everything right now. So there isn't a particular genre that I could say that I would want to go into because I do everything. Music is just in my soul and my heart. It's such a huge passion that it doesn't matter if it's country, gospel, R&B, music inspired. You can inspire people through music of all sorts. And to me, it doesn't matter which genre when it's coming from the heart.
What genre of music can't you stand to listen to? I'd like to hear what Mr. Woods has to say about that, too.
You said can't stand to listen to?
Yeah, what type of music do you not like?
I love all types of music. I'm very universal, very diverse. So
do you like opera?
I love all kinds of music. Opera is dope. I wish I could sing and hit them opera notes.
Wow.
I might be
wow.
an opera singer.
And you're a hip-hop singer.
I'm a hip-hop artist, but I love all walks of life, all types of music, like all genres.
Really?
Like,
believe
so
it or not. Believe it or not, he and I have music. In the dance world. So we have a dance song together that we haven't put out yet. So we're real excited about that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that is so cool. Do you have a title of the song? Or?
Yeah, it's called Lights Go Off.
Lights Go Off.
Lights Go Off?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man, I can't wait to hear it. I need a good walking song, a good exercise song.
Oh, that would be perfect.
Oh, you're gonna love that one. That's gonna make you. It's gonna make you dance. It's gonna make you run and walk and do backflips and everything.
It's motivating.
What hidden talents do you have? Do you have any other? I know you're chock full of talents, Jessica. I know that, Jessie.
Yes.
What are your hidden talents?
Well, I'm artistic. I can draw really, really well and paint.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very creative. Anything that I can do hands-on, I will learn to do it. I can pull a computer apart and put it back together. I can sew and make clothing. You know, I make my own T-shirts and marketing items as well. Yeah, from
Fantastic.
Home. So I design it. It's, you know, I'm jack of all trades when it comes to the creativity side.
And where do you sell, like, your T-shirts and mugs and all that stuff for your concerts?
Any venue that we go to, we'll usually sell them there, or we'll do them online on my website. They can visit my website and see what marketing merchandise we have available and purchase from the website.
What?
Okay, it's www.jessiestorymusic.com.
Mr. Woods, do you have any place where your fans and friends can go to hear your music?
Oh, definitely. I have two websites. I'm part of a group that's called TUK, the Turnip Kings, and we have the TUK movement. So everything is available at our website, which is www.tukmovement.com. And on all social medias, if they want to follow the movement and the other artists that's involved, just go on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, and it's TUK Movement for all social media as well.
Got it. Okay. So are you on all of the social medias? Like, is there a Facebook page that people can find you, or a Twitter tag that you want to share?
Yes, it's Jessie Story, and you can basically find me on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram as Jessie Story, and again, that's JessieStorey. On Instagram, it's just Jessie Story. On Twitter, it's Jessie_Story.
All right. We're going to wrap up now, but before I go, is there a bit of advice that you'd like to share, both of you, with the young people out there that want to get into music and what's important for them first, you know, the principles, the things that you feel are important for them to get into the type of music that you do?
Yes, yes. I have a little word of advice to those who love music. Do what you love. Don't rush it. Do it. If you're passionate about it, stick to it. Don't let anyone discourage you. Even if you're different, don't be afraid to be different. Be you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't feel like you have to follow anyone's mold or be like anyone else. Being you is the best thing that you can do. And keep going. Keep going. Don't stop. God knows your heart.
Yep.
If you're doing the right thing, it'll work for you.
Right. And the world can't stop greatness. Like, if you're great within, by the choice of God, it's going to always exude, no matter how long it takes. It could take a day. It could take 20 years from now, because, you know, they normally say it takes 20 years to become an overnight success. So it might seem forever, but if you're great inside, just go with what you feel, go with your gut. You know, you could be open-minded to what other people think, but at the end of the day, you make an executive decision of where you want your destiny to be.
Thank you so much. You're a hip-hop artist, rhythm and blues. You cover several genres. But I think that the most beautiful part about you is that you're just such great people. I really enjoy talking with you, and I really enjoy your music. In the world of, you know, hip-hop with a lot of the gangster stuff that's going on, I think it's wonderful that you guys express what you have to express through your music, because it has to get out. But at the same time, you're just such great people. And I love
Thank
that.
You.
Thank you for joining me on the New York Podcasting Cafe.
Thank you.
Oh,
we appreciate you, and we love you.
And I hope to have you back very, very soon.
Thank you.
You
We're looking forward to it.
You can't stop. You can't stop me. Not going to slow me down. Nothing's going to hinder me. Moving at a speed faster than the eye can see. Nothing's going to stop. Nothing's going to stop me. I'm lost in a world that's so
you can't stop me. Not gonna slow me down. Nothing's gonna.
This is NYPC Radio, the New York Podcasting Cafe, with host Conan Amoros.
You've been listening to an interview with singing sensation and songwriter Jesse Story and hip-hop stage performer, star maker, powerhouse Mr. Woods. Search for Jesse Story and Mr. Woods on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. See you real soon.